This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When will then be now? Sounds like something you'd hear in church, but no. Actually, it's from Spaceballs.
Correct.
It maybe would be good if there was a little more Spaceball activity in church. How about that? Is that bad to say that? Am I considered a blasphemer if I suggest things
not
like
just
that?
For that.
No?
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, all here together to say yes, yes, yes. There's great energy around today. Some days there's more good energy than others, but I feel like today is a day to say yes. All right, everybody ready to try? Say yes. Everybody say yes.
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 Oh, come on, a little enthusiasm. It's like when Uri Geller when he's out with a big group and he's trying to show them how his energy works. And he will say that. You hold the watches in your hand that don't work and say, work, work, work. And amazingly, they work. I remember somebody coming to one of
his... Have you actually done that?
Somebody came to one of the events that I went to with him once in England, and they had actually done that with a washing machine. And the washing machine worked afterwards. They pounded it a couple of times and said, yes, work, work, work. So I think the same thing... A lot of fun and adventure is built around the word yes. So, you know, try saying yes. In terms of the Beijing Olympics, I guess we're saying no, which is appropriate. Thank you very much. So, Jennifer, the U.S. and a lot of the allies apparently are going to boycott the Winter Olympics because of the obvious. Is it the obvious? I think it probably is the obvious. But what is the reason behind the reason of saying yes? Our allies and partners say nope. We're not going. The U.S.
Well, I don't know that the U.S. is doing that. I mean, the story is
they're considering it. Yeah.
That they're thinking about it, but the State Department has backed away from the idea of a boycott. I don't understand how the Biden administration supports Major League Baseball's boycott of Atlanta, Georgia, yet they are just considering a boycott of China, a place that kills
that
people.
That does seem inconsistent, doesn't it?
Has screwed with the rest of the world, that is not transparent when it comes with COVID, that manipulates currency. I guess I don't understand why it's just we're thinking about it. Biden said, yeah, Major League Baseball should pull out of
Atlanta. So is this a good question for the trending box, Jay? Should we boycott the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics because of the conduct of the Chinese with the virus, with the...
Human rights abuses are what's being cited.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our allies are... I mean, we're 10 months away from this, but that's why our allies have been saying that they're considering it. So if but the other side of this is the athletes. So, you know, a lot of Republicans don't want the boycott, and it's not just Republicans. There are some Democrats, too, because obviously everything's political. So there are people on both sides of the aisle who some say, yes, we should boycott, because it takes a lot of money away from the Chinese. Or the other side of it is, no, we shouldn't, because, number one, our athletes have been training their whole lives for this opportunity.
So and let's have a substitute.
Say,
let's go somewhere else and have the
Chinese
somewhere else.
If the world is really together on it, move someplace else.
Eliminate them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I feel bad for the athletes who have been training, and this might
opportunity. That's a good idea.
That's where my thought goes too, the athletes.
Right.
Nobody
cared about the athletes in baseball when they moved. There were a lot of athletes who didn't agree with the decision to move.
But there were a lot who did. Yeah, but they're not canceling the game.
Yeah,
they're still playing.
It seems to me that if we're punishing
a state, and this is the first time that the United States government has publicly supported a boycott of a state, yet we are still supportive of the Communist Chinese Party, we have some really big problems and some huge discrepancies going on in the country.
And that's the thing. We need to be unsupportive of the Communist Party and the Communist leadership and... You know, we don't want to hurt the Chinese people, but they make, you know, ultimately they're the ones who can, if they decide to, give them encouragement however you can to get rid of this government, even though, you know, they probably lose a lot of lives.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, that's just not the way, you know, that's not realistic to say, you know, if we boycott the Olympics, then the Chinese people can overthrow the government.
No, I'm just saying there are.
No, but let me ask this question. If the Olympics, let's say we're going back decades and decades, and the Olympics were going to Nazi Germany, would we do that at this point?
That's the argument that they're killing Muslims.
They're killing Uyghur Muslims putting them in concentration camps. Anybody who doesn't, who is a faith-based person, forget Muslim or not, but anything. Anybody who is a faith-based person away from the Chinese Communist government is put into these death camps. I talked to a woman who was in there for 2 years, and they did all kinds of testing on her. I mean, this is not a government to prop up yet. We continue to do it. And the question is why.
Done.
Move the Olympics. Eliminate. If the world is serious,
go to
tell
some
China.
Country,
yeah, move.
That
bring
needs
it here.
The business. Yeah.
Put it in Atlanta. That, how about that?
Well, there you go. All right, we're talking about baseball. The Red Sox have their new uniform, the Patriots Day uniforms, yellow and sky blue. Huh. That's for Patriots Day, the Boston Marathon. I didn't think they were running the Boston Marathon. Are they running the Boston Marathon this year? I didn't think they were.
I don't know, but this is the, you know, it's sort of to commemorate the bombing and, you know, and to keep everyone, the uniforms, it's surprising. I saw pictures of the uniforms.
Bright yellow.
It's so surprising to see, because you're so used to the iconic Red Sox uniforms. So to see them all in yellow with like sky blue lettering, it's kind of interesting.
So is this
but
a permanent change, or is this just for that event?
No, it's the City Connect. It's a series. So a lot of other teams are also doing something to connect with their home city. So it's kind of cool because some of the Boston stuff in it, the stencil font in the blue letters pay tribute to the finish line of the marathon on Boylston Street. So the B for Boston is also that. And then they have the number 617 for the area code of Boston and Fenway Park. And so they're going to wear these uniforms on April 17th and 18th when they play the White Sox. And so seven other teams have connected with their city and have done new uniforms as well. So you'll see that from Miami, Chicago, both Chicago teams, Arizona, San Francisco, and the L.A. Dodgers are coming in late August with their new uniforms.
How about them apples? All right, in a moment, let's talk about...
The marathon will be October 11th, by the way.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't think it was going to be in April. I pushed it back to the... They should just forget about it until next year. There'll be some reason not to have it in October, waiting to see if there'll be a surge or...
Well, they'll do it without crowds. They won't let... like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They didn't allow anyone to have crowds or standing around, but they had the parade.
You know how asinine that is? There are 35,000 people that run in the marathon. To not have crowds, it's asinine. There's no thinking involved at all.
I don't know that for sure. I'm only guessing that that's what they'll do, so I don't know. By October, who knows? It's a very different world by then.
That's for sure. All right, speaking of different worlds, there are a couple of things going on in a couple of the states. The voting law in Georgia is still stirring the pot on that, and then the Arkansas ban on transgender treatment of young people. What's been done on that? We'll get an update just a matter.
Overrode the governor, so it's not good news.
Well, I'll let you just give us fill in the details in a moment here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Trending today, the download at the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, our discussion in the download, focusing on the CDC changes, hand sanitizers, sanitizing surfaces, all the changes there, and skepticism that's growing among people who are trying to know what to do and what not to do. Also trending, tens of thousands of people have become COVID orphans. We talk about that, plus tons of other things every day. The recap of the DJV Show in the DJV download. Get it wherever you get your podcasts or at djvshow.com. Hip, hip, hooray for us. All right. So the state of Arkansas is in confusion. The governor vetoed a bill to ban transitional surgeries and hormone supplements for anybody under 18. The House voted 72-25 to override the veto. So now, what does this, is this law now? Arkansas is the first state to ban gender-confirming treatments. I love this, the jargon here. How does it apply? Why is this bad or good on either side?
Well, it's bad because a lot of doctors and pediatricians and social workers and psychiatrists have come forward, and that they're the ones who begged the governor to veto this bill, because this is an already at-risk community and group of people, and they have a super high rate, the highest rate of suicide of any group of young people. And
that's
so
before or after transitioning. I mean, you have to be fair. There are a lot of mental health professionals who have come forward and said, even after transition, this is still the most highly suicidal group. This is not just because they're in one body or another. This is a group of people who have a high rate of suicide, period, end of story, no matter what part
which
of transitioning
shows how
or not.
Which shows how complex and delicate this situation really is.
Which shows that there might be ongoing issues aside from just feeling like they're
sticky
in one body.
The problem, though, okay, so here's the problem, though, is that if you're not allowing parents, and this is the thing, if you're under 18, you can't just waltz into a doctor's office one day and then you come out the opposite gender. It doesn't happen that way. This is a years-long process.
Why can't we wait till 18, though? I mean,
okay.
Look, let me just give you this example.
Well, you can't wait till 18, Jen. You can't wait till 18 because it makes things. I have two friends who are transgender who have gone through this, and luckily both of their parents allowed them to start before 18. Because the closer you get to 18, it's a much more difficult transition when you've only gone through puberty.
I have a friend whose daughter identified. This is a sensitive situation. I have a friend whose daughter, biologically female, identified as a male up until she was 16. Her mother would not let her go through the transition. And at 16, she decided she wanted to identify as a girl again. That's what she did. Had she not done that, she would have been infertile for life.
That's one canon. This
canon
is telling
9-year-old.
Everybody.
But let me
that's,
ask you.
But
let
that's her parent,
playing
though.
Devil's advocate.
But
JonBenet
Ramsey. Choice.
Ramsey's. Let's say JonBenet Ramsey's mother says, "You know what, my daughter wants to identify as a busty woman, so she wants to have a boob job at 11.
That's
what
not,
would we say about that family?
That's,
well, she's under 18. Why can't she have boobs if her mom?
Jen, you're totally conflating two
because
completely
boobs might
different
develop
issues.
Later.
Yeah, you're totally
like
mixing issues
completely
here.
Right,
Jay,
that's part of the problem.
Say? What did Jay say?
Puberty is a completely different issue because that's something that may develop later.
Jen,
where
is your
9-year-old
gender is capable? Will your
but
9-year-old?
Jen, will you get off the
9-year-old
thing? That's not what
okay.
this is about.
When
your
14-year-old is 14, will he be capable of making lifelong decisions for himself?
But
I think a parent,
but that's not just a one and done conversation.
Exactly.
Right. All right, but it's 21 after the hour, so this conversation is over for the moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 23 after the hour now, and that means it's the official time in the hour when we get into what's trending. Jay Kirshner, the expert in that department. I see Kim Kardashian doesn't have to borrow money anymore, right? Is that what has happened?
I don't think she ever borrowed money.
Have to borrow money yesterday? I don't
know about that. Kanye did.
Yeah? All right, so what's the story on Kim? She's divorcing Kanye, though, right?
Yeah, they're in the middle of divorce proceedings, but Kim has joined her sister Kylie as a billionaire.
Because of the money she's getting from Kanye, right?
No, it's her keeping up her KKW.
Wasn't we, last week we were talking about him being the richest black guy in U.S. history.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Kim's KKW Beauty and Skims lines are the reason that she's gone from millionaire to billionaire.
Well, I've helped her because I bought a lot of Skims.
Have you?
Yeah. Why do you like that stuff? What is there about her?
It's great. I bought the silk pajamas and and then the cozy sweats.
Really nice.
Yeah, they're great.
And the reason you buy them is?
They're good products.
Okay, so what are they named? She didn't develop them. It's her name. Somebody developed them. Well, they put her name on it, right?
But that's every designer, then, you could say.
How much money does it cost to buy them versus going into, Joe Schmo's discount department store and buying the same thing for half as much?
Well, it depends. It depends on the quality that you want. I have stuff from Target, and then I've got stuff from silk stuff from Skims. There's a huge price difference, but it depends on what you're looking for.
I think it's a wonderful way of demonstrating what a great way. You know, we talk about, those rich guys, and we got to tax them. Here's a perfect example of people who had nothing, knew nothing, they just came out of nowhere thanks to Ryan Seacrest,
and they created
a dynasty.
Yeah, but they were, Robert Kardashian was a pretty well-to-do lawyer, so it's not like they were living on the street, but certainly they're marketing geniuses, and I think they learned that from their mother, who, it all started with the sex tape.
Well, and Kim was famously best friends with Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton. She started her own business as, what was it, like a closet reorganizer for a bunch of her celebrity friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how does Caitlyn Jenner figure into all of this?
She's running for governor.
She's related.
That's true. She's running for California governor.
Definitely going for it.
California's crazy enough. Listen, anybody's better than Gavin Newsom. So,
and that's what Jenner believes too. And she's even got Caroline Wren helping her, longtime charity fundraiser.
When did, by the way, to go back to the conversation we were having, I don't mean to start an argument again, but the transgender stuff and knowing when you change. At what point did Bruce Jenner decide that he ought to be ought to transition? They ought to be a
well, recently. But, Bruce, if you talk to Caitlyn Jenner in all of her interviews, she says that she's known her whole life that she that there was something off and that she felt mm-hmm. that she was born into the wrong body. Mm-hmm. And so back, you know, back in the, you know, in this, I don't know what year Caitlyn was born.
How honestly, has anybody ever talked to, do you know anybody who's ever?
I have two transgender friends who've gone through this. I'm very close friends.
Friend too, believe it or not. I know I'm an awful, not an empathetic person, but I do
too. But what does it feel, what do they tell you it feels like? What goes on in their body? I'm just curious, their brain, their body.
You're trapped in a body that that is not yours. And it's something that you, that it's very difficult for them to even describe the feeling of what that, you know, of what that feels like. And in one case, in both cases of my friends who had transitioned at a younger age, they knew from the time they were, you know, 10 years old. They knew that something, they didn't have the right words to say, this is what's happening to me. But as they, you know, went through psychological counseling, and it's a year, it's 10 years to go through the whole process. It's, you know, it's a very personal
too.
Thing.
Right now, right
we're
now,
lucky that none of us feel trapped in the wrong body. We're very lucky.
We encourage 1,200 sexualities. I mean, we have now a list of 200 things that you can identify as. And that's encouraged.
Wow.
I think before it
I want to know
like
who
that.
Won the
it's
Olympic
wonderful
decathlon
to have everybody feel comfortable in their own body.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that San Diego has run out of room for unaccompanied alien children entering the United States, up to 1,000 unaccompanied minors who illegally crossed into the United States will soon be housed at California's Long Beach Convention Center. The City Council ruled in a 9-0 unanimous vote, a move that will be fully funded by the federal government. U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Evans, who died on Friday after a crazed man rammed his car into the police, will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda next week. Police released a photo on Monday of a wood-handled knife brandished by 25-year-old Noah Green, who was fatally shot after crashing into the two officers. Video surfaced Tuesday showing the suspect purchasing the knife hours before the attack. Officer Evans was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force and a father of two. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. NASCAR driver Kyle Busch has experience in dealing with negative attention. The 2-time NASCAR Cup champion offers his words of wisdom for driver Noah Gragson and his temper.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. You know, you certainly want to be careful. There's ways you can climb your way to the top of that mountain, but if you slip too big, you're going to avalanche down, right? So I don't think he's done anything wrong per se. It's just a matter of, you know, building that persona and how much of that persona do you build. So look, the biggest thing for me if I were giving advice to Noah is, you know, you need to put a little bit more focus on you, yourself, your team, and less on everybody else and go out there and win races. And look, he was super fast at Homestead. I mean, highly impressive, what he was doing there and should have won that race, but ultimately it didn't happen. And look, there's hundreds of YouTube videos out there of Kyle Busch after a race in which he dominated and didn't win, where he's pissed off afterwards. So I'm guilty of it too, but, you know, it was just, it's a racing incident. It's stuff that happens. I've grown to understand a little bit more of that as I've gotten older, so I'm sure he will too.
NASCAR resumes Saturday night to Martinsville, Virginia. The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. 15 games are scheduled in Major League Baseball today. The earliest game is at 12:05 p.m. Eastern as Atlanta and Washington pull down a doubleheader. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour in this hour, the inside track on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, the welcome. I was talking about this earlier, how wonderful it feels to go outside taking Daisy out for her morning pee and looking around at all the flowers that are growing, the green grass, but more the sounds of spring. So, Jay, where you are down in Memphis, what do the sounds of spring sound like?
In Nashville, there's a lot of bug sounds and birds. The birds are nice. The bugs, not so much.
Jay, you need to tell Doug that you actually own specific gear to combat the bugs.
Oh, no, it's just those red wasps because they are so nasty. They see you and they're like, I want to sting that. I have a pink beekeeper suit that whenever, I mean, now my husband's working from home so he can take Daisy out, but back when he'd have to go to work and Daisy needed to go outside, I was so terrified to go outside and she won't go outside without me. So I bought a pink beekeeper suit to
protect me. Do you wear that on the street?
Just in my backyard. My neighbors think things about me.
Just pretend
like,
you
wait,
have,
did
like,
she get bees?
Just
no.
Pretend you have honey back there.
Right, right.
Maybe we should get the same uniform. That could be the DJV ladies' uniform. Jennifer could wear one. And,
I don't think
Victoria?
I need a beekeeper suit, but I'm happy that Jay has one to protect her. Does that actually
work? Yeah, but we
work?
Might be able to get a deal.
First. Does it really protect you from getting stung by a wasp?
I hope so.
She hasn't been stung yet.
I think that's why I'm so afraid. I've never been stung in my life, and I have it so built up in my head. And especially these red wasps,
you don't know
they
if
are
you're
the size of hummingbirds.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'm allergic or not. And these red wasps, they are the size of
hummingbirds. What do they call them, a killer wasp like the Chinese sent over last year?
Murder
hornets. No, these
murder
hornets.
Murder, wasps,
yeah,
murder hornets, whatever they were.
The murder
yeah.
hornets.
I don't know. I stand with you, Jay, because the bugs in the South, whether they're bees or any bug, they get bigger because of the humidity. So
yes, and there's not enough of a winter to kill them all off.
And you see them
yeah,
coming
at you.
That's a
good thing about
like
being here.
Right.
If you have a really good, hard freeze, it gets rid of most. We had a little, but not a lot. February was a bad month. Cold and snowy and stuff. But the you need a constant, like a couple of months of real good freeze to get rid of the ticks and the other stuff that's lurking about out there. But how did this go from, I was thinking of the pleasant sounds of spring. How do we get to hornets and bees and wasps and killer
because I'm terrified of everything
mosquitoes.
Outside, and that's where my mind goes. Also, we have velvet ants. Have you ever heard of those? They're huge, they're red,
they
they're black, and they're furry.
Really?
No.
They're terrifying.
Remind me, like, I've only been to Nashville once, but and I loved it, but wow. I'm
not
glad that I went in the
soon.
Season. Yeah, it was
right?
even pre-spring.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jennifer, what about the sounds of spring in Los Angeles?
We don't have a lot of sounds of nature because it's just cars and people screaming at each other on the streets and homeless people moaning. It's really quite nice around here.
Where's your mask? What about in New Jersey?
Not a lot of that. But I will say, I should say that there are a lot of birds around here. So it is nice to hear the chirping and you know it's spring. You can feel it in the air.
Yeah. It starts in February. I love about being in Los Angeles, especially
early,
close to the beach. What stuff that begins with an F, not forsythia, but there's something else that really has a great fragrance to it, and it starts early in February.
I don't know. My orange trees are really going right now, so when I walk in and out of my house, oh, it smells so good.
All right, spring sounds for you, Victoria. Sounds, what are they really over on the beach there?
Well,
what's
we live on the beach, so just the seagulls we have, you know, they're pretty loud. So we took the dogs for a walk yesterday. It was really nice out. So, it felt spring-like, but...
Tree fogs, a lot of that stuff here. Right?
Yeah, we don't really have, nature here except for just the ocean, and I'm fine with that. So just, the ocean and seagulls are I'm okay with.
All right, well, that's one of the New
England... They're, the pretty cousins.
And the sound of Gold's Gym, the weight benches clicking.
Right.
That's everybody.
And you know
you're
in Jersey. GTL, yes.
That's right.
There are peepers that we have around here, the frogs, little tree frogs.
When the peepers come around.
Say that again?
I usually call the cops when the peepers come out.
Okay, all right. Enough of that conversation. Okay. So it appears, Victoria, that Prince Harry and Meghan have a new deal with Netflix. What are they doing? What's their first, docu-series, right?
Yes. So they announced last September that they had signed a multi-year deal with Netflix to produce documentaries and films and children's programming and things like that. So this is the first project out of the gate, and this is called Heart of Invictus. And it's a new docu-series that follows the athletes. Harry started the Invictus Games back in 2014, I think. And so, he didn't start it, but he's been the ambassador for it. This is like his real pet project. And so the Invictus Games follows athletes around the world as they train for the games, the Hague 2020, which has now been rescheduled to 2022 because of the pandemic. But competitors in the games are armed service veterans who have suffered life-changing injuries or illnesses. And so it's really heartwarming to see how dedicated these athletes are. And this series is going to follow a lot of the athletes, and you can see the behind the scenes of how they train and what made them, you know, want to compete in the Invictus Games. Harry is going to be narrating it as well as making appearances in the series. And so this is the first Archwell production, which is their new production company.
Archwell.
Yep.
I like that.
They named after Archie, their son.
A couple of more names. The fate of Alexei Navalny. Remember him? He's the guy that's the Russian. Well, he apparently is sick on prison food. I can't imagine how that would happen because they take very good care of him. Of course they
are.
Yeah. Lost a lot of weight. He's probably never going to make it out of there.
I think he went on a hunger strike just because he knew they were poisoning him.
Yeah.
Why did he ever go back? I know his family was there, but figure out how to get your family I get that and I respect that, but I mean, well, I don't know. I would have stayed
fighting
in Germany.
For Russia. I know, but he's fighting for Russia. Thank God for him, I think. I mean, otherwise, well, I don't know that there'd be any awareness about that.
Benjamin Netanyahu is now trying to form a new government in Israel. He didn't have enough when the elections were held a couple of weeks ago, but, man, here's a...
Can I ask a question? Can I just raise my hand here for a second?
Please.
I may regret this. It may turn into something very convoluted. But I know that you are friends with Uri Geller. I know you've spent a lot of time in Israel.
Yes.
How in the heck do their elections work? I feel like they have elections every 12 days.
They do.
And then somebody loses. Like, Netanyahu has lost before, yet they're still, but he's still the president or the prime minister because he can't, because there wasn't enough, like, to replace his party or something. How
All right, so let's get the answer. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Phil, you got Uri's number there. Call him and let's put him on the air and he can explain.
All right, hang on.
All right.
Well, it's, they do parliamentary government. So it's like, if you don't win, then you're the, like the runner-up, but you still have a position.
You have a chance.
And then you can rebuild your own, right?
If you can build a majority,
you can convince. Exactly. So now this time, no one's been able to win with a convincing majority. So now I think they're heading into their fourth election in 2 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Can you imagine? I mean, our elections are ridiculous enough. Can you imagine if they kept going and the runner-up?
Well, the Italians do the same thing. Think about how many times you see the Italian government go up in smoke, and then they, have an election and bring a bunch of new guys in. That's, part of the emotion, I guess, of that part of the world. But, the other side of it is the Canadians know how to do this. They have, 3 months for electioneering and that's it? You're done?
It's the best. And everyone gets the same amount of money to spend. That is leveling the playing field. I wish we did that here.
Right. Exactly. There's a cover story on Jennifer Lopez's cultural impact. And in it, Ben Affleck is quoted as, actually, pretty sweet what he said. I wonder... Now that the two of them are free, what do you think?
She's still with A-Rod. They were spotted kissing or something the other day. So they're still together. They're in couples counseling and they're trying to work through stuff. But I don't know.
What about that?
Ben Affleck he's got a lot of demons, which is why they didn't work out the first time. She doesn't drink at all. She's like so disciplined and we know Ben is not and has had plenty of struggles. So, I don't know that they'll ever get back together. But remember Bennifer? First of all, he never looked better.
They were sort
of
a disaster. I know, but weren't they kind of a disaster together? Yeah.
Kind of. But like she made him over. He never looked better.
Yeah, I thought they were good.
He lost his manly appeal. I don't know. I didn't like him in the J-Lo years. He looked a little too slick.
Really?
Right.
He was very polished. Slick. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, can you find Uri or not? What's going on?
Dialing.
All right, dialing for dollars. Meanwhile, a reminder about Your Hidden Power, which is the program Uri appears in, but he's also on the Good Day, the DJV program every week with his thoughts about positive posture, fixing things, working things, what's going on in the world. We also have all that focus every week on Your Hidden Power. Get it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. As a matter of fact, the most recent podcast that we have, the story of Lynn D. Eldridge, author, speaker, somebody, she's called a happiness counselor. She's created a pillow that you can hug, and it hugs you. How about that? A pillow that you can hug, and it hugs your back. Anyway, there's all kinds of things that help you from crumbling that we put together in our thought process on the weekly Your Hidden Power Show, which you can find on many of these same stations, or you can get it at yourhiddenpowershow.com online, wherever you get your podcasts as well.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy a
$1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. 46 after the hour here on the DJV program. As promised, Uri Geller is joining us from his home in Tel Aviv. The Israeli elections and how governments are formed in Israel. I didn't know anybody better than as much. I've been to Israel 5 times, but I don't understand what goes on. I've met Netanyahu. Uri and Netanyahu are friends. And I know that the current circumstance is kind of awkward. But how, generally speaking, you grew up in Israel. You are an Israeli native. How is it that the forming of governments or whatever happens politically there is seemingly so much different than what goes on in the rest of the world?
Well, Dougie, I don't really know if it's that different. When we go to election, there must be certain number of mandates, like 61, and then you become the prime minister automatically. But the elections are very much like in the United States. The election day, there's no work. Everybody loves it because it's a holiday. And here in Israel, the weather is warm, so they go to parks, they go to the beach, and then for 5 minutes they go and do the election. They go to a booth.
So that's why you have so many elections. That's why there's so many, because everybody gets a day off, right?
I love that. I think there must be some truth to what you're saying. And then you've got this booth with lots of different parties. It's covered, so nobody can see who you are voting for, and then you tear off a little sheet of paper on which it says who you are voting for. You fold it up, you put it in an envelope, and you drop it in the box.
And then you go to the park.
You go back to the park. I'm telling you, it really is a holiday. I mean, you know, but my view for my our tiny apartment window is our apartment is in a park. And on voting day, on day of election, this place is jammed. Everybody with blankets and food and drink. And and now it looks to me like we might be going for another election.
Well, see, that's the point. You have them all the time, and it's hard, it seems, to get everybody together. Maybe is it because the Israelis are so emotional, and is that part of what... You know, the psychology of all these elections, there's so much emotion attached to who...
Yeah, because like in America, you know, there is a lot of divide between the parties here, and that's what is causing all the controversy. But listen, a big hug and lots of kisses from here, from Israel. Right. I love you all, and we'll speak soon again.
All right, thanks, Uri. Uri Geller on the DJV program from his home in Israel.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Well, what do we have here? 53 past the hour. This is the DJV program with our friend Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. You'll find out about his radio program, thepetshow.com, and all of his audio assets. How do you like that, Warren? You have audio. You have audio assets. Congratulations. He's an audio asseteer. All right. So, Costco is selling a dog bed for humans. Why would, in fact, if you go to Costco, do you shop at Costco, Warren, at all?
Occasionally, not too often, but occasionally I do go there.
So do you see this, the adult-sized pillow? It's like a beanbag chair.
Yeah, beanbag chair. But dogs apparently are thinking that it's a giant new bed for them. So owners are talking about it on social media that they bought this beanbag for themselves, but the dogs think it's a new bed for themselves.
Well, my pillow bed is like that.
Why would my dogs need it? They have my bed. I mean, they don't need that. I mean, they sleep on my bed. It's the way it is. They have their own beds, of course, but they prefer sleeping on my bed. I told you, I have yet to have both arms and both legs on my bed at the same time because of my two little 12-pack arms. Just doesn't happen. Hey, I heard you guys
like
talking.
That.
I heard you guys talking about a real important thing. Someone's moving to a new location.
Me. I'm moving, and I'm worried about Chester.
And panic-stricken over what the dog is going to react like.
Yep.
Now, we understand a lot of people have adopted dogs during the pandemic, and that's a great thing. However, when you make the transition, their fear of being abandoned is always there. So here's what I recommend. And I talk about this even before the pandemic occurred, if you're moving from one location to another. prior to moving into the house. What you should have is everything that the dog has now in the apartment or in the house before the dog even arrives. That means dirty clothes of yours, dirty clothes of your husband's. All the dog's items should be there. The water dish should be there, the food dish, the toys, all around the location. That's number one. Number two, if it's not too far away from where you live now, I would start taking the dog for walks in that area so he gets familiar with the sounds of that area, comfort with the sounds of that area. Making the transition from one location to another location, try to pick a couple of days that you have off is the best. But as long as the new environment. Remember, dogs react more to scent than anything else. As long as the new environment has the comfortable scent of the old environment, their transition is going to be a lot easier. It's still going to be a transition, but it's going to be a lot easier. And what often happens is when the dog reacts, people tend to react to the dog's reaction, which makes the dog react more. So sometimes you just got to let the dog go hide if he wants to hide, go be if he wants to be. But the most important thing is when he goes to that new location is as similar to the old location as it possibly can be. The TV should be on when you walk in the first time. Maybe one person should be in the house before the dog arrives. So he goes to the house for the first time and somebody already knows and loves is already in the house. Those are all the little things that make the difference. And the reason for that is psychologically, dogs learn through the associative memory. So if from day one he associates something positive with a new location, it's going to make your life a whole lot easier.
Great. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. I've heard that smart dogs, smart dogs are harder to train. Is that true?
Absolutely.
And how do you determine whether your dog is smart or not smart?
Well, when I walk into a home and I say to the dog, sit, and the dog looks up and says, hey, Warren, you talking to me? Then I know I have a really bright dog. The more intelligent a dog is, the more difficult they are to train simply because they're like bright people. They question, sit, why should I sit? Pee outside, I could pee inside.
Who are you to tell me?
Exactly. So that's the whole concept is to take the intelligence of a dog and focus it in the right direction. Are certain dogs more intelligent than other dogs? And here's where I get in trouble all the time. I am so against breeders where people say, well, Afghans are stupid and this dog is smart. It depends on the individual dog, depends on the bringing up of the individual dog. That's what's going to determine the intelligence. So I really believe that people that have a dog, when someone tells me their dog is stupid, they can't train their dog, I know right off the bat that I'm dealing with a genius on the dog's part right then.
Right. Not so much on the human side.
Absolutely yeah. Right. Absolutely.
They're
right.
Always the problem. So the nation's largest privately owned veterinary practice has surveyed dog and cat owners, finding 42% say their pets have gained weight during COVID, pretty much just like their owners, I guess. So what's the, is it more exercise, don't feed him as much, is there anything else? What else?
Well, as far as I know, from my psychological studies of all these years, that air has no calories. So if your dog is gaining weight, there's a couple things going on. He's not getting enough exercise and he's getting too many calories, provided he's physically in good shape, medically in good shape. So what you need to do is feed the dog smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day. That's the same way people lose weight. Little snacks throughout the day, increase the exercise a little bit at a time, and I promise you, your dog will be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger in no time at all. If you want your dog to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
By the way, we missed World Rat Day. Sorry about that.
But Pooper Scooper Week. National Pooper Scooper Week this week, by the way.
Oh, right. Pooper Scooper Week. Congratulations. Those of you who poop the scoop or scoop the poop, that's the way to do it, especially if you're living in a larger community. Yes. Warren Eckstein, check out the Pet Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.